Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump denies saying anything bad about Haitians or using a vulgar word to describe African countries during a meeting at the White House about immigration. But Illinois Senator Dick Durbin was there and says the president said exactly what's being reported.
Things which were hate-filled, vile, and racist.
He's a Democrat. Ohio Congressman Jim Renace, he's a Republican, and tells Fox,
I know a lot of times he's saying what people are thinking. So, look, I always say judge the president after 4 years. Let's judge the president after what we've done. Let's not judge the president on what he says.
Arizona Republican Congresswoman Martha McSally, meantime, announces a run for the Senate.
I'm a fighter pilot, and I talk like one. That's why I told Washington Republicans to grow a pair of ovaries and get the job done.
She's running for the seat, opening up with Jeff Flake retiring from the Senate after next year. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. If I speak truth this year, I'll have better friendships. A number of mind-altering drugs have been used over the years to make people tell the truth while being interrogated. Some of these truth serums work by slowing the speed at which our bodies send messages from our spinal cord to our brains. This makes it more difficult to perform high-functioning tasks like walking a straight line or concentrating hard enough to think up a lie. Sadly, these drugs have been developed because we lie so often. The Bible tells us that God hates it when we lie. In Ephesians 4:25, the Apostle Paul said we should put away falsehood and tell our neighbors the truth because we belong to each other. Whenever we lie, we destroy trust, and that destroys relationships. So what if this year I resolve to speak the truth? Well, I'll have stronger friendships, and I won't need truth serum. That'd be good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Centerpoint Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as we go back to the Arctic Cellar. Today, showers likely, mainly through midday, windy, falling temperatures today from the 50s, then to the 40s, then to the 30s by evening. Overnight low temperature 28 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Sunshine, high 41. Clear skies, frigid tomorrow night. Overnight low 22 by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s Monday morning. And a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Stay on top of these dramatic weather changes with our free weather app. It's going to be your best friend. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Pepper Tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Pepper Tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Plain. I like watching the 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. 84 sitting in. Jack Campbell. I got you on Jack levels. Sorry. Jack and I have the same hearing loss issue.
Well, if I keep that volume, I'll have it too.
Get you down to normal people levels here. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 84.
Yes.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
The rules on Friday.
Boomer just reminded us that it's Friday.
The rules are?
Let's see. The rules are ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn, meaning you can call and talk about whatever you want to talk to. We've stressed the limits of that today. We had someone call in. Actually, it's a great organization. I would have given her time any day of the week to talk about judging the student speech and debate competition.
Yes, and that would have been one of the exceptions where you would not have chastised her.
I would never have chastised her. No, because that's an organization I've been
involved in. We've actually got some friends of ours that we have homeschooled with, and one of their children got, and I can't remember where it would, a fairly prestigious school, they got a scholarship.
Yeah.
On debate, so it's something to look into with your children.
Well, it's a great organization. Let me tell you, I've been so impressed with these children over the years. The way they present themselves, the confidence they have, the look in the eye, the professionalism. They're not all kids of high means. You know what I mean? I mean, mm-hmm, some of them you can tell they come from low income backgrounds, but boy, do they have
Baron?
There's something about getting up in front of people and talking that gives you a sense of confidence in yourself.
And it is important to learn how to formulate an apologia.
Yeah.
And not just fight
not
and
just
bust
rant.
Call names and argue. And, I mean, you look at, I mean, even like our government.
You can't
officials.
Go through life like we conduct this talk radio show.
No. No. You'll be a failure. But no, it's important because I heard you saying something about that. And, you know, I allow my children to debate with me, but they will not argue with me. If we have a disagreement about something, if it's something like what time am I supposed to be home, and I say 11 o'clock, I'm not going to sit there and let you argue with me about, well, I think that's unfair. You know, you let Sydney stay out until 12 and you're making me, or vice versa. No, you're not going to argue with me. But if you come to me with, look, Daddy, here's what's going on. We've got this party and they're doing this at 10:45. I can't get home by 11 o'clock. I can be home at 11:30, or if need be, I will leave early. Now you're debating the subject instead of just arguing and saying you're being unfair. It's not fair for you to treat me this way.
I always tell my kids they have an appeal. I'll give you a decision. You have an appeal, but you get one appeal. It's like the constitutional system here in America. You get one appeal by right, and it will be heard. But it better be something better than, but daddy.
Yeah.
You know, because now sometimes the but daddies, they can make a really cute face or something like, all right, whatever. But generally speaking, it needs to be better than but daddy.
Right.
It needs to be, have you considered? If you start any appeal with, have you considered? Then you've got me. You're like 80% of the way there. Throw a decent point behind it, and you might win the argument. You're probably going to win the argument. You know, no, you can't be out. It's 5 o'clock. We're getting ready to sit down and eat. Have you considered? And there may be some. Have you considered that's decent?
Yeah.
You know, have you considered that the guy across the street's moving tomorrow morning? And you know, this is our last night together. And can I stay out another half hour? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. Give me something decent. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Ken has taken advantage of that hotline number.
Hey, I was driving by the studio, and was that the governor's limo I saw out front?
Is she here today?
I think she may have just walked in. I may be mistaken. It may be the wrong limo, but if you see her, I'd love to get her on the radio. If you get, I don't know if she's there to do your show or if she's there to do, you know, one of that jam
now,
station.
Now, why
or
would you? Why? What characteristic about the limo made you think it was her limo?
It's so recognizable.
Did all the Jim Beam bottles in the back window or something?
I wouldn't go that far. But if you spot her and can get her on the radio, we'd love to talk to her a little bit.
I'll scan the downstairs at some point today and see if she's around.
All right. Thanks, man.
I'm going to run down there and look for her here in a little
bit. You might
be
able to. I know you got some errands to run at some point during the show, so you may be able to get that.
Oh, yeah.
Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. Your thoughts on the big controversy that everybody's always lathered up about, whether Donald Trump said or did not say that certain countries are holes.
Well, I hope he did say it.
That's where I am.
I really did. Because it's the dang truth. And I would love to hear him back it up with, and you know what? Haiti might not be such a...
Blank hole.
Had the Clintons not used all the money they were supposed to rebuild Haiti with to put on a big old wedding for...
Chelsea. Well, it not only that, the corruption from the Clintons is so far beyond just the wedding, especially with that Haiti fund. But no, I hope he said it. It's accurate if he did say it, and I wish he'd call a press conference and say, I wish he hadn't denied he said it. I wish he'd have said, I thought we were going to have a conversation behind closed doors where we could be candid with one another and people weren't going to run and cry. They could take off their skirt long enough to sit down and have a man's discussion, but if they can't, that's fine. I did use some particularly harsh language, but my point is the same. I'm looking out for the American people. I don't want our country to turn into a blank hole. And you got people come over here who have, for generations, as they've gotten over here, refused to assimilate. And they come over here and they turn sections of our country into blank holes. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I owe a duty to this country to make it great again. And we're not going to do that by letting people in from blank holes. And if we have to shut down all immigration, we will. I don't want to. I'd like to have the best and brightest around the world come in. But we're not going to keep letting people come in who don't know how to act in public.
Yeah.
We're just not going
to
do it.
And that's the way they live in these third world countries. And they come to our country, and instead of learning how to behave and live in a proper manner, they just continue living like they were living when they had a cardboard box for a house.
Right.
A
lot of them.
And they, there's blanket statements are,
sure.
You know, there's always exceptions to every rule. And
right.
I hate when people bring the one person up, you know, there's 10,000 over here, and one person rises up and, well, look at this person. Okay, well, that's 1 out of 10,000.
Right.
You know, that's ridiculous. But they come over here and in large part live the way that they were living. They destroy houses. I've seen it with my own eyes. I mean, I have seen it with my own
eyes. In your business,
you're
in a lot of houses.
And you see a lot of stuff. And I've always had this thing, I've always had like a bird's eye view of everything that goes on. When I work with the school system, I walk in there to work on the air conditioner. The teacher, if the principal walks in or a board member or somebody walks in, oh, they're going to straighten up and the class is going to behave or what have you. Well, I'm just there to work on something. Nothing changes when I go in.
Mm-hmm.
Seen kids cuss teachers out, seen them throwing books out of the window, seen body parts in classrooms. I mean, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And same thing, when I go into a rental house, I'm not the landlord. They're
not
scurrying
the police
around.
You're not the landlord.
That's right.
Right.
You know, I'm just there to you know,
change
fix
out
something.
Some filters.
Yeah. And so you see the kind of behind the scenes of what goes on. And it's tragic.
It is tragic. And again, just identifying another country as a blank hole, obviously your language publicly you wouldn't say that, but behind closed doors, I mean, and this is kind of the point, what's this guy's name? Jesse Waters. He's a pretty good guy over at Fox. He said, this is how people talk. This is how the forgotten man and woman talks. This is how the people who elected Trump talk. I'm sorry. 98% of Trump voters and 50% of Clinton voters, when asked if Haiti is a great place or a blank hole, if those were the only two options you had, would go with the hole.
Yeah.
They just would. It's not a great place. There's a reason people risk life and limb to get over here. I mean, there is. Nobody's floating to Cuba. Nobody's sneaking into Haiti.
I was just fixing to ask you, when is the last time somebody took a freaking hood off of a 57 Chevrolet and turned it into a raft and floated from Miami to Cuba?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Or Haiti. Or anywhere down there.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got to recognize that the reason the left, the reason the globalists are trying to guilt the United States into accepting people from all these countries is that it's somehow inhumane to leave them in those countries. That means they are holes. That's what that means.
Yeah.
That's what that means. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228, 84, sitting in for Jack Campbell, who said he would try to make it in today. I hope he does. But if not, we'll catch up with him Monday morning. My friends over at Mattress Firm have a great sale going on right now. They basically extended the end of the year sale. They were going to run this sale for a couple of days right after the first of the year. Just kind of a post-New Year's, get a jump on. It was so overwhelmingly successful, they decided to extend it. It's still going on to this day. And so you can get by Mattress Firm. There are three locations right here in the River Region. But you can get by Mattress Firm and take advantage of them, basically. I'm sorry, you're basically taking advantage of them. And when you get out of there, queen-size mattresses starting at $199. Beauty Rest mattresses? I mean, that's what I sleep on, a Beauty Rest mattress. This is like the best name brand mattress you can get, in my opinion. Or else I'd have gotten something else. They start at $399, queen-size mattresses, starting at $399 for the Beautyrest mattresses. Everything in the world you can imagine, the sheets, the pillows, the whole nine yards over there. Plus, they have next-day delivery on almost every item in the store. And, gosh, when they come in, they set the place up, they take the old stuff down, they get you all ready to go. All you have to do is lay down. That's it. All you got to do is slip in there.
I've got to go see them.
You need to. You've told me what kind of mattress you're sleeping on, a 15-year-old mattress that's shaped like a U.
Lauren and I, when we were getting ready to get in bed last night, we actually got in the bed and just moved to different spots, and you would just roll back to your little spot.
Get by there.
I mean, see, I got on her side. I'm a foot taller than she is.
Yeah.
I get on her side, and I don't fit in the little hole that she's got watered out.
Yeah.
And when she gets on my side, she doesn't fit. So we... It's terrible.
Well, you know, I'll give you a funny example. When we were... in law school, my first year in law school, we had a mattress that was so awful that you had to sleep on it diagonally. I'm not kidding. If you slept on it north and south or east and west, you would hurt so bad for days that you would have to sleep on it diagonally. And it was a full mattress. It wasn't a queen or a king. So you had two grown adults sleeping on a full mattress diagonally.
I might try that tonight.
Well, try it.
Because we've got a king, and only half my feet would hang off the end of the bed.
It is not pretty. I promise you, it's not pretty. But anyway, yeah, get by Mattress Firm. Three locations in the River Region where you can save money and sleep happy. 19 minutes after 10 o'clock, News and Views train will continue on the other side of the break.
Station on FM, live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The newly redesigned 2018 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon, and it helps keep your journey safe. The Outback is a 2017 IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus with eyesight and steering responsive headlights. This may be our most adventurous Outback yet. Get financing as low as 0% for 63 months at Montgomery Subaru.
EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2018 Subaru Outback 2.5i models. Actual mileage may vary.
Everyone has heard how hard it is to own a pool. It doesn't have to be that way. Call Blue Haven Pools and get affordable year-round swimming. Let Blue Haven help you convert to a virtually maintenance-free smart pool. It's time to go beyond just salt or chlorine. Swim in virtually chemical-free bottled water. Call Blue Haven Pools today and save hundreds every month in overhead. Own your own pool. Don't let your pool own you. Visit BlueHaven.com or call 277-3100 on Facebook at Blue Haven Central AL.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, how's the new year looking?
Oh, the new year's great. I'm so glad to be in 2018. Everything here at Eastbrook is wonderful.
This is a great time of year to drop by Eastbrook Flea Market and find all the treasures.
When you come in, we've got the rocking chairs up front and coffee and cookies. You'll hear 50s music, but we've got some wonderful mahogany furniture. We've got the record collections. We've got books that are anywhere from 50 cents on up. There's anything you want to find, you can find it here at Eastbrook.
Tell us a little bit about the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have three floors. We have around 200 vendors. Each vendor is wonderful. They take care of their spaces, and it's clean.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The news of views, 23 minutes after 10 o'clock. Let's see here.
And say that during the break, that's a perfect example. The language flows with the audience that you're talking to, whether you're talking to a customer or giving a speech or you're doing a debate like Lori that called earlier.
Yeah.
You're going to use different language, different words, and talk about different subjects.
Different topics,
And so, you know, I don't like all this leaking, just to finish up with the Trump thing. I don't like all this leaking that's coming out of closed-door sessions. There's a reason the door's closed,
right,
Baron.
Right.
There's a reason.
Well, and it seems like the only things that come out of the closed-door sessions are things that hurt Trump. Transcripts that hurt Trump. Conversations that hurt Trump, testimony that hurts Trump, anything that goes on behind closed doors that might help Trump, nobody talks about.
Right.
Because the Trump people are not playing this game. They're trying to make this country great again. They're trying to keep unemployment low, employment high, investment high, stock market high, and security threats low. You remember, I'm old enough to remember when ISIS was a thing. You remember when we used to be scared of ISIS? We used to sit around and worry about where they were going to strike next.
I was a child, I think.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like 1,000 years ago?
Yeah, I was like, I must have been like 42.
Don't you remember during the campaign when Trump said, well, I'm just going to tell my generals to smash ISIS to hell? And they said, you can't just solve it like that. He's so naive.
His exact words, he says, we're going to defeat ISIS and we're going to do it quickly.
And they did.
And
ISIS is not a thing. I mean, there might be a couple of guys claiming they're ISIS running around, and there might be a few people who go stab somebody in a mall somewhere and say they did it for ISIS. But ISIS isn't a thing. ISIS doesn't have territory in Syria and Iraq anymore. Yep. Those days are done. They were being funded. Trump, the smartest and best thing he ever said was, he has a great way to stop what's going on by identifying what's going on. The moment he said ISIS was founded by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, it was the truest thing he said during the entire campaign. Mm-hmm. It 100% was founded by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. 100%. And so he knew he could say whatever he wanted to say about killing ISIS, because all he had to do was get in office and stop paying them.
Right.
And they would go away. I mean, and I go back to, I hate to do this, everything goes back to World War II. You know, at some point. Who do you think was paying not Hillary Clinton. Ooh, that was a Freudian slip. Who do you think was paying Adolf Hitler millions of dollars a month to raise up this private army? That he had a multi-million dollar a month private army before he took office. Not after he took office, before he took office. I'll let you know a little secret. He was a dropout art student born in poverty. He wasn't paying the freight. Somebody else was.
I don't remember him having a real good job.
He never had a real good job. He was a rabble rouser, with a silver tongue. He had a way with words. And somebody was paying a bunch of money.
Reminds me of somebody.
Somebody was paying a bunch of money for him to raise up a private army, a non-state army, while he was not in office. That's what you saw with ISIS. Somebody was paying them a bunch of money to raise up a private army, a non-state private army, while they weren't in office anywhere. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to take over a country to establish themselves. Guys, this blueprint gets written time and time again. And you know what? It's going to happen again 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years again from now. Yeah. Because it's a blueprint that has been successful in the past. Had Donald J. Trump not gotten in office, ISIS would have eventually been a global power. They would have either taken Syria or Iraq, and they would have established themselves as a power.
I believe you're correct.
I'm 100% correct. Donald Trump knew, I don't know, he has the greatest political instinct of any man that's ever walked the face of the earth, in my opinion. He just knows. He just knows. And he says something, and everybody goes, oh, you can't say that. That's fake. That's false. Fake news. He just makes stuff up. And then later, like, oh, well, that might have been the case. That might have happened.
Yeah.
They wiretapped my phones of Trump Tower. You can't say they wiretapped the phones of Trump Tower. It's just no evidence of that. Well, it might have happened.
I mean, that's been proven 100%, and there's not one single of the large news organizations that are beating the drum saying, you know what, Trump was right. They did tap his phone lines.
Yeah.
You know, they want to skirt around, well, there's no phone lines anymore. We didn't tap his phone lines.
Yeah.
Okay, so you monitored his cell phone calls.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even say his. He said Trump Tower.
Yeah.
And Paul Manafort had an office in Trump Tower. And it's come out that they were monitoring his use. So I think everybody owes Trump a big apology. Fred.
What's going on? 84, I thought you had a job, man.
No, sir.
I lost it.
Fired himself.
That's right.
Well, that's good for you, man. Good for you. I did that years ago. It's a lot of fun.
I have fired myself on more than one occasion.
Look, you know what? I'm almost glad they leaked that little thing out there, because all that does is galvanize his base. Everybody thinks it. You know, he's saying what, you know, the politically correct people won't say.
Yeah?
I mean, that's my honest opinion. I don't know. I mean, you know, what... If you're in... poverty is everywhere, right?
Yes.
We've got enough of it here. I mean, look at the inner cities of Chicago, Detroit, you know, these other places that aren't much better than Haiti, except for they, you know, everybody that's in poverty here has cell phones. He's telling the truth, you know. I mean, maybe he could have used different language, but it was a closed door thing. It's supposed to be, you know, within the group. You know, kind of like when you have a conversation with somebody that's off the record, you know, or supposed to be. I don't know. But I think you're 100% correct about ISIS and the whole nine yards. I think he's done a masterful job.
Yeah. Well, and Trump, he has the ability to connect. See one difference with Donald Trump, and a lot was made about it at the beginning of the, I think it was during the primaries. Well, his daddy loaned him $1 million. Well, he took that $1 million and turned it into $14 billion with a B. Okay, he built something, he made something, and all these other rich politicians, they haven't done a damn thing. You know, but marry somebody that was in the Hines estate or, you know, took crooked money. Bill and Hillary Clinton were wearing hand-me-down freaking clothes when he got elected governor of the state of Arkansas. And they parlayed their position into money. Donald Trump built his money. And when he came out and he had that $15,000 Armani suit on and that $5 jacked-up-looking red ball cap on, and then he spoke, it's like you just said, Fred, he is talking to the everyday man. And whether you're blue-collar or white-collar, he's talking to you. I mean, unless you were born in privilege and just have sat around and, you know, like all these damn actors, you know, I'm sure it's not easy being an actor, but nobody's paying me $15 million to work for 6 months and then I get to go home and play with my $15
million. Paying me $15 million to do anything.
Like, it's like athletes, you know.
I will take your money at 272-9228 if you want to pay me.
Would you do a 6-month radio show for $15 million and then take off for 3 or 4 years and then come back and do it again?
I would just do it once. Yeah, but I wouldn't come back.
You know, so it's a different way of getting money. And yes, he has a lot of money, but he earned that money, you know. And you don't earn it by being stupid.
Not according to Obama. You didn't build that.
Yeah, don't get me started on that. That was the biggest punch in the gut the night he said that. I heard it on a news clip, and it was either the 9 or 10 o'clock top of the hour news clip.
Yeah.
And I just heard, and I'm coming home from work, and I hear, you didn't build that. And all the things that went through my head, all the Mother's Days that I missed with Lauren, anniversaries, nights we're supposed to go out on dates. I can't because I have to work late. We joke about me not working. I built my business by damn.
Yeah.
Me and my wife.
We're kidding.
And my family. Oh, I know y'all are, but my family, they built my business.
Yeah.
They had to put up with, is daddy coming to the game tonight? No, baby. He can't come tonight.
Right.
You know, somebody so-and-so broke down, so.
Guys, we'll be back. Fred, thanks for the call. More news and views on the other side. Anybody seen Jack? Jack?
I think he's asleep in the corner.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085. Or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. We want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our pepper tree shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in pepper tree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Pepper Tree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as we go back to the Arctic Cellar. Today, showers likely, mainly through midday. Windy, falling temperatures today from the 50s, then to the 40s, then to the 30s by evening. Overnight low temperature 28 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Sunshine, high 41. Clear skies, frigid tomorrow night. Overnight low 22 by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s Monday morning. And a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Stay on top of these dramatic weather changes with our free weather app. It's going to be your best friend. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Network, higher oil prices are boosting energy stocks, and the major averages have been in record territory. Americans were shopping more than expected during the holiday season. The National Retail Federation says its increase was 5.5%. It was forecasting an increase of up to 4%. The group says the increase is the strongest gain since the Great Recession. Facebook shares are retreating after the company decided to overhaul its news feed, prioritizing posts, photos, and videos over posts by business and news organizations. Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg admits the move will decrease how much time users spend on the platform. Goldman Sachs is getting into home improvement lending. It has started a new unit that will begin offering loans for renovations starting this month. It's interested in lending for projects that don't require a home equity line of credit. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Play music and all that, but there are no rules on Friday.
Ain't nairn,
and it's Danzig. Come on, if you don't like this, we can't be friends. This is one of my absolute favorite songs. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228, and we'll head back to those phones in mere moments after I tell you about my friend Troy King. Troy King, former Attorney General right here in the state of Alabama, and he is giving a dynamite legal practice that he's gotten put together over there, and he's giving those services to the people of the state of Alabama. He is still protecting you. That is his tagline. He's still protecting you, and he does a great job. I just referred somebody to him just the other day. I mean, and I'm telling you, I believe in him. That's truth. I've been referring cases to Troy King for 7 or 8 years now, since he's been in private practice. I believe in the guy. I think he gets good results for people, and I do believe he really does care. And it's something totally unusual, but when you call Troy King at 215-4440, you are going to eventually talk to Troy King. And maybe a day or two before he gets back to you. Maybe 5 minutes. Maybe as soon as you call, they say, yeah, hang on, he's right here. It just depends. He's not going to leave a meeting with another client. He's not going to hang up with someone else to pick up the phone and call you. He's a busy guy. He's not going to leave court if they're in there trying a case and come back. But he is going to call you. He is going to be the one that shepherds your case through the system.
Is that not how it works?
No. That is not how it works.
What I see, there's a couple of guys that have all these billboards and all. So you don't talk to them when you call them?
Now, I will say that 99.896% of the time, you're not going to talk to those people. You're going to talk to Troy King 100% of the time. So give him a call. 215-4440. 215-4440.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Gino.
Yes, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Gino?
Fine. Y'all remember the Hood houses years ago? Repo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. House Urban Development.
Yeah.
They got one in my neighborhood, and they turned it in. They went in there and refurbished the whole house, and it was furnished and everything, and they moved a Mexican in there. And I went by to see him, just see, you know, see if I got any way I could help him. He said, yeah, I'll come out and get your lawnmower when they cut my grass. Just that matter of fact. He never paid the light bill. He never paid the water bill. The whole house got, they were, when they moved him out of there, there were roaches in the refrigerator. There was beer cans everywhere. He never turned the water, never paid his water bill or his light bill. Both commodes were running over. I know this is gross. Beer cans everywhere, but to get back to the point, they had to get hazmat to come in and clean that house up when he left.
Yeah.
So that was what was going on back then. So anyway, that's when he was coming from one of those places that the president talked about, I'm sure. But anyway, that's what I
want
to let you know on that, and y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Gino. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, one thing that I wonder about, and it burns me up every night, is you see all these little derivatives cases that are based upon the FISA warrant. And what gets me, you know, all of this stuff comes from the, you know, fruit of the poisonous tree. If the affidavit or warrant was based on false premises, that it's everything is invalid based upon the, you know, that principle. And why the heck can't they get in there, get the judge's paperwork that showed what he based allowing all of these wiretaps or, you know, wireless taps, since it's cell phones, why they can't get in there and find out and put an end to it?
Because part of the problem is the executive branch, and here's where Trump and I probably differ or part ways a little bit. If you're asking the Department of Justice to limit itself, and they're not going to. I mean, the Department of Justice is using these taps, I think, in excess of their constitutional authority, their statutory authority, but they're doing it. And they're not going to limit themselves. Trump actually wants greater expansive use of these types of warrants than we even currently have in law. Whereas, you know, look, I'll just go ahead and tell you, Trump is not a libertarian. He is an authoritarian. He is a central authoritarian. He is not looking to divest the executive branch of power. It's just not his makeup, not what he is. And granted, I knew that when I voted for him, and I just kind of hoped the good would outweigh the bad. Kind of like Justice Brennan said, you take the bitter with the sweet. There's more sweet than bitter in this case. But if it was up to Trump, I believe he truly would want every phone call, every text message, everything entering and leaving this country and within this country on file, searched, and spotted for criminal activity. I really do. Now, that's why we have a Fourth Amendment. And it's up to the Article III judges to limit the executive branch. But again, who nominates Article III judges? The executive branch. You know, it's all incestuous up there. This is why, you know, Article I, Section 8, the Commerce Clause, has been expanded to include absolutely everything, to where it reached peak absurdity in Wickard versus Filburn, where you could not grow your own wheat and feed it to your own cows back during the World War II because it was deemed to be disruptive to the market, because you would otherwise be buying wheat from the market and selling wheat to the market. People were growing their own wheat and grass and oats and things and feeding it to their own animals.
And that's still going on, man.
No, it still goes on. Yeah. And the Supreme Court came in and said, yeah, you can outlaw that. You can force people to put their goods in the market stream. You can force people to buy their goods from the market stream. And you can outlaw feeding your own goods that you grew on your own land with your own seed to your own animals
that
were birthed on your land. That nothing in that field right now ever came out of the market stream. Because this is seed plant from years and years ago. We've not bought these seeds in the market. These cows are cows that we birthed from our own herd. These cows were not purchased on the market. Everything in this field is ours. And the Supreme Court came along and said, it doesn't matter. You still have to put it in the market stream. And the federal government can make you do that. And then we reached peak absurdity, where last year they basically said they can force you to buy broccoli, or a couple years ago. They can force you to buy broccoli, meaning they can force you to buy health insurance. Mm-hmm. And the reason the judges won't limit Congress, the reason the judges won't limit the executive branch is the same executive branch in Congress that doesn't want to be limited vets the judges they put on the Article III courts. And they're not going to put people up there that want limits on the executive branch or the legislative branch. They're just not going to.
You would never make it to the Supreme Court.
Me?
No, I'm saying as a judge.
As a judge.
You wouldn't move up.
You would never move up. You would never move up.
And that's the game you have to play.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes, sir. But do you think that they can be forced within a short period of time to reveal the source, the basis that all of this has evolved?
No. You know what? You know, the only
how does that work?
The only transparency. The only transparency we're ever going to, even on a FISA warrant. I don't know. But the only transparency we're ever going to get is the occasional Edward Snowden and the occasional Dennis Montgomery and people like that. And absent whistleblowers, everything stays in the dark. You are never going to be told what's going on behind
the unfortunate
doors.
Seth Rich.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Seth Rich died trying to point out that they were rigging the primary. You know, I mean, it's a real game being played up there, James, and we're just pawns. We're just pawns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I, and to answer your question, I don't know the the mechanics, the procedural mechanics of FISA warrant cases. I just know you're not going to get what you want because they don't want you to have what you want. And as long as they don't want you to have it, and the people who tell you whether or not you can have it are appointed and confirmed by the executive and legislative branch of this government, you're never going to get it.
In general law, I'd never really even thought of this question. And maybe it's a stupid question, but in general law, say that a warrant is sworn out against me. You go to the judge, Baron Coleman goes to the judge and says, oh, I don't know, my cows are on your piece of property.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so they swear a warrant out. Do I have the right to know what the evidence was presented to the judge in order for him to swear that warrant out?
Yeah, you can see the affidavit.
So you'll get that would have to be on an affidavit on general law.
Yeah, you'll get that in discovery.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to ask for it.
I was just curious. I didn't know if a judge
could
just willy-nilly.
No. They have to have some basis, and it's spelled out in some sort of a document. So you get it.
I got you.
If you ask for it, you get it. So in a hypothetical case like that.
Yeah.
Alabama Home Mortgage, Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Generous sponsors of hour number two, by the way. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when we get in the last segment here, but I want you to know right now is a perfect time to pick up and call. How about this, 84? Let's agree not to talk about anything too important in the last 12 minutes of this hour.
Okay.
That'll give people plenty of time to call Kim Williams, get everything taken care of. ALAHomeMortgage.com if you want to do it online and not miss even the parts that we promise you are not going to be too exciting. But I want people to have a chance to call Kim Williams at 567-4223. I want them to do it now, and I want them to know they're not going to miss anything exciting. So we'll be boring. We'll be dull as dishwater between now and 11. How about that?
It's not possible.
But that's true. You're going to miss something. But you can still call her. It's okay.
We could just play bumper songs all the way through.
Well, they'd probably rather hear that than us drone on. 567-4223. Call Kim Williams. 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. We'll be back. It's a nice day.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and the brand new year is right on top of us.
Yes, it is, Bubba. It's a new year, but we still have the same great items at Tucker Pecan. You come in, you can find the Bearded Pickle Man's pickles. You can find Sprouted Flour Grits. You can find mugs made in Alabama. You can find all kind of Alabama Sunshine products. You can find great items made here locally in the state of Alabama, and that's what we're all about. And the one thing at Tucker Pecan that you can always count on is the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere in the Southeast. We make them fresh daily. Come on in, try them. Greatest things you will ever try are the roasted and salted pecans. Lord, Bubba, those things are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Just come on down and see us at Tucker Pecan. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Let me just say this to close us out. If you can't find Tucker Pecan by the address, just smell.
Exactly.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. 8 minutes till the top of the hour. We got some phone calls we can get to. 272-9228. All right, real quickly, though, I want to finish the telling you about Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage. I really do want you to call her. I really, really do. It is a new year. Everybody makes these New Year's resolutions, and a lot of people, they come down to two things, really. Three things. Personality, they want to be nicer to people. They don't want to hold things against people so much. They want to...
is that yours?
No. They want to take care of themselves a little better. They, you know, lose a little weight or eat better, whatever. And then the third one usually comes around to money.
Finances.
They want to work a little harder, spend a little less, whatever.
Save money. And how could you? How could Kim help you save money? I mean, you're buying a house, Baron. How can she help you save money?
If you're buying a house, she's going to help you get into it cheaper than you otherwise would.
What if you always already own it?
That's where she's really going to help you save money. There are 75% of the mortgages out there. She says right now, if they picked up the phone and call her, she could save them money every single month. And a lot of people say, well, I've had my mortgage 8 years. I've had my mortgage 10 years. Oh, my gosh, do you need to call her? Well, I've only had my mortgage 18 months. You probably still need to call her. There are so many things that change. And let me tell you, it's risk-free, because if you pick up the phone and call Kim Williams at 567-4223, she's going to be honest with you. And even if she could save you a little money, she told me she did this one time, she could save the guy like $16 a month. And she said, it ain't worth the hassle. Yeah. Just not worth the hassle. Don't worry about it. Just, you know, wait another, call me back in 6 months, see if things change. She's not going to rake you over the coals and close a loan just to close a loan. If you're not going to save money, she's going to tell you, you got a good deal. But you'll know. 567-4223. NMLS number 1586368. Kim Williams, Alabama Home Mortgage. Equal housing lender.
And I've heard her talk about, you know, just on different programs, even if you don't move your interest rate, if you can get a program where you get out of MIP,
that
MIP is $250-$300 bucks a month.
Easily.
You know, just getting out of MIP.
Yeah. And if you don't know what that is, call her. She'll tell you all about it. 567-4223. Todd.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What are you saying, Todd? Saying, Todd.
Hey, I just...
for the old people.
There's a common misconception on this FISA warrant, what the actual term warrant means on it. It's not a typical warrant where there's a suspected crime and enough evidence, and you take it to a judge, and he signs off on it, and you do what you need to do. On the FISA warrant, it's not a warrant in that sense. It's completely different. I won't go into all the details of it, but there's no actual judge involved or signing on. It's where the intelligence agency had, you know, suspicion or whatever reason, probably based on the dossier. But anyway, they just take that to their higher-ups, and they sign off on it. It's not taken before a judge like a criminal type case. There's no crime that you're investigating. You're pretty much investigating to find a crime. But anyway, just Google it. You can find the difference on it. There's a real good article on it on the Conservative Treehouse webpage that Sundance has done.
You know, Conservative Treehouse is a great website. I wish they'd have named it something more serious.
Yeah.
Really well-written, essay-style articles, extremely well-researched. You know, it's like the difference in reading The Atlantic or Huffington Post. You know, The Atlantic has real journalists, and they spend, you know, they'll write multi-thousand word articles that are well-researched and flow and sound good. And you read it, and even though you disagree with it because it's in The Atlantic, The Atlantic's like my guilty little liberal pleasure. I'll read The Atlantic.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just well-written, so I'll read it. There's a dearth of well-written stuff out there. Basically, if it's written inside the state of Alabama, it's not going to be well-written. if it's national, it's probably not going to be well-written. But there are some websites that are still producing well-written journalism. The Atlantic is one of the few. And so even though I disagree with 85% of what I see on there, I still read it almost every day. Just because, you know, I don't want to read these little 200-word hit pieces with misspelled words and grammar wrong. Yeah. And you know, you're being paid to write. You better know how to write. You know?
Yes, sir.
If you're a surgeon, you better know how to cut. You know, if you're a plumber, you better know how to plumb. You're being paid to do it. You know?
Yep.
It's you know, reading some of these websites, it's like hiring a plumber, and then they leave, and the place is leaking. And you call them back, and they're like, eh, that's close enough. People don't really care if it leaks a little. Yeah. Like, no, they do. They hired you to plumb. Come back and plumb.
Yeah, the articles that I read on the Treehouse are, you know, well-written, well-researched. And it's like going back and reading news articles from 100 years ago. You know, the way they were written. There's, yeah. It's not, you know, really biased land. It's just timelines and... Anyway, I enjoy it. But anyway, you gentlemen have a good day. I just wanted to point that out on the difference between the two types of warrant. It's a totally different animal.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom. All right,
thanks, y'all.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228-84 joins us.
Jack Campbell. 3 minutes to the top of the hour.
Jack Campbell's missing. Yeah.
Where is Jack? I'm worried about Jack.
I'll find him. I'll call him during the break. I know. I mean, I know where he was at like 8:30. So, I mean, he's...
I called him like 8.5 months ago, and he still hadn't returned my call, so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, that ain't the way it works. Jack calls you. You don't call Jack. Jack calls you when Jack needs you. If you call Jack and he answers the phone, he dropped it and accidentally turned on, and he feels guilty, so he says hello.
I ran off the road this weekend because he actually did call me.
You're like, what? What?
Like, what? Oh, crap. He's got something torn up.
No, if I look down and see Jack is calling me, there's usually... I answer it because... He either needs bail money or, you know, he's...
Oh, are you sure that's not where he is?
Currently? No, I'm not sure that's not where he is, actually. And in fact, the one thing I know, the last time I talked to Jack, he was getting ready to run over to Mattress Firm and look at some mattresses because he said, I'm up late at night, not sleeping as well as I've been. Maybe that's where he is. Maybe he's checking out all those post-New Year's sales. You can do that. In fact, would our audience run by there and shop and buy a mattress and let me know while you're there if Jack is there buying a mattress also?
That could be where he is.
I guarantee you it could be where he is. I hadn't thought of that, but that actually does make sense. Go by there, would you? Go by there. And while you're looking for Jack, lay down on some of those mattresses. Check it out. Check out the Firm. Check out the Plush. Check out the Super Plush. I'm not a Super Plush guy. I always thought I was a Firm or very Firm guy. But I got in there, and Reggie over at East Chase, he started asking me some questions. He said, well, lay down on this mattress for just a minute or two. So I laid down a second. He said, what do you think? I said, it's not for me. He said, what about this one? Lay down on this one. I said, it's getting better, but not quite there. Lay down on this one. What do you think? And I was like, ooh, that's nice. He's like, you're a plush man. Oh, it was like he called me a woman and smacked me in the face. But he said, look, don't worry about it. Nobody knows what you sleep on. I said, well, I'm going to be on the radio. I'm going to tell them all about what I sleep on.
Everybody knows
I'm a plush man. But look, I'm sorry. I'm a proud plush man. Go figure out what you are. Reggie or someone like Reggie will help you figure out what you are. And when you figure out what you are and you sleep well at night, you're not going to care what the word says, whether it's plush or firm or very firm. Don't be prideful. Sleep well. Sleep well, my friends. And Mattress Firm. What?
Save money.
Oh, sleep well and save money and sleep happy.
Yeah. Now,
got my own tagline.
You know, the one thing about when Jack does actually call you,
yeah,
it's usually some crappy story he's going to tell you.